Who's on Divya's Map? By Rohan Jahagirdar and read by Shaheen Khan for Saga Egmont. On her first day of vacation, Divya woke up later than usual. It was going to be a happy summer. Her cousin Ravi was going to visit her in Gajapur. He lived in the faraway city of Cuttack. "We'll play outdoors, ride cycles, swim in the pond, pluck mangoes. We're going to have so much fun," she thought. But Ravi was going to travel on his own for the first time. She had given him directions over the phone. "Walk straight from the bus stand, straight, straight, and then you'll see the pond. Keep walking straight, then take a right. No, take a left and keep walking for about 3 minutes. When you reach the post office, take a left there." Divya was sure Ravi was confused. She was worried. How would he find her place? Then she had an idea. "I'll make a map for Ravi," she thought. "That will help him find his way." She took out a pencil and a large sheet of paper from the cupboard. First, she drew her house and herself next to it. Then she went outside. One by one, she started drawing other buildings and streets. At the market, Binoy uncle and Sarita auntie sat in their shop.
"What are you doing, Divya?"
asked Binoy uncle.
"I'm drawing a map of our town," said Divya.
"Oh, how exciting," cried Sarita auntie. "Are we in it?" She and Binoy uncle came out to look at the map.
"You are right here," said Divya.
She drew a bright yellow square with Binoy uncle and Sarita auntie beside it. Then Divya crossed the road and reached the big banyan tree next to the Ice Bat Hospital. Ramesh, who always sat there, called out.